This week's parsha is Parsha Shmini. We finally, after reading it so many times, we're finally gonna get there. Shmona Shmini, right? What? Seventh. Yeah. Vayomer Moshe el Aaron, krav el hamizbeach. So this is a famous pasuk. Has a lot to this is a famous Ramban about that Aaron was afraid that he sinned with the eagle. Maybe it was his fault. Hashem had to give him chizuk, krav on his veach. But I'd like to give you a pshat that's found in the Sefer Ksonas Pasim. Who wrote the Ksonas Pasim? Page 11. That's a Sefer written by the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef wrote his famous Sefer Chumash called the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Then he wrote a whole bunch of others. As is written here on page 11. Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Tzofnas Paneach, and Parash Yosef. So all those svarim are his svarim. Yaakov Yosef of Polnai. So he says a fascinating idea, but before we get to this idea, I want to show you a fascinating pshat from the Alshich, the Torah Moshe of the Alshich, not to be confused with the Torah Moshe of the Chasam Sofer. Torah Moshe of the Alshich. We know we're now involved in the midst of Sirius Omer, page 3, Svartal Mechem Mechash HaShabbos, Yom Yochem is Omer, Tuv Hashem HaShabbos is Timimus Tiyana. So what's the idea? There's a lot to talk about, the sphere is like a very interesting type of mitzvah. You know, we can, it takes us a minute, you know, unless you were Hasidish, then you say all the things before, all the things after, and then if you're a Rebbe, you probably say much more. You know, but basically for us, it's like a 30-second mitzvah that we do. You know, it's like a funny type of mitzvah, you know, like you count this thing. So he gives an interesting shot in the mitzvah. The Alshech on page 5. It says, look inside, page 5. As a svartam lachem bimachas haShabbos. So we know that means Yom Rishon Shel Pesach. So the Shabbos is the first day of Pesach, and Machas haShabbos is that. Sheshavsu will be Tumas Mitzrayim. Ki az yitnu leiv lispor. Right? We know that there is Svarim say this is the 7 weeks of purification, like the Zayin Nikiyim for, you know. But he says an interesting thing. The Rambam is El Mochras HaEsrim Shana. He says, She Adehim Hu Shoves Ma'asim Shalom Bevezna Shalmala. As we know, that a person is not judged in Bezdin Shalmala until he's 20 years old, right? He's 20 years old. So basically, his life, in terms of Bezdin Shalmala, starts at age 20. So he says, L'Rameis El Mochras HaEstrim Shana She'adeyem She'adeyem Who shoves Masim Shalom Bezna Shalmala. So basically in Bezna Shalmala, you know, the Pasuk says Yimeshno Seidu Vahem Shivim Shana. You know, that was like the lifetime, the lifespan of Shivim Shana. You know, Baruch Hashem today, people live longer, Kei Yirbu, etc. But that was the like the paradigm of life. Yemishna Shayna Vem Shivim Shana. So he says, Me'az Sarach Shayu Yom of Sfurim Chamishim Yom Lu'umas Chamishim Shana Atashlum Yemishnosov Atashlum Hashivim Shana. In other words, Sfira represents a person's age from age 20 to age 70. Because those are the 50 years that are being judged in the Bezin Shomala. So he says, Be'ofen Shesheva Shabbosos Shnosav Tmimus Tiena Menachet. That we want that these 50 years should be pure from sin. Tmimus, pure, without a blemish. And Mochus HaShabbos means from the time that Hashem is Shoves and he's judging your Maisim from that time on, means from age 20 on, so that's the 50 days of Svira Kenegan from age 20 to age 70. Oh. So the Sefer told us, the Sefer Ksodus Pasim takes it a step further. Take a look on page 12. He says like this. O.J. Shlomar. So he's going to give a pshat now with Krav HaLamazbeach. Divar Mitzvah Sfir Sa'omer. Parshas Emor, Usfarta Lamachem, Mimochras Hashabbos, Shelo Shabbos, Tumios Tiena, Ab Mimochras Hashabbos, Hashvis, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. He says, Vinei Toelas HaMitzvah Zos, Hu Kipshuto, Shelo La'abed, Yom, Achas Mimispar Yomim. A little bit different than the Al-Sheikh, working on the Al-Sheikh. He says, you shouldn't have a day in your life go to waste. Tmimos, not necessarily about sin like the Al-Sheikh, but more about Tmimos, sort of like what we do with the Mahag, you know, that every day, if you miss a day, you miss the mitzvah, because the whole idea is to give us the model of what life is supposed to be, that every day was useful, and every day had a meaning. He says, that is the toelis of the mitzvah. So the mitzvah yomehu mahu. Shemenu nasa levush hanikra chaluka derabonim. In other words, we make a levush from our maisim. That's Pshav Zeh Avram Zochim Baba Yomim. Shelo nebad yomecha. Right, Avram Zochim Baba Yomim means he never wasted a day in his life. Page 13. Mashen kein basoso aveira b'yom echad also yom omein chutzo misabel alav hacheyosho b'tshuva. With that, Yuvan, next paragraph on page 13. Usfartam lachem ratzolom hasheyispor v'yimna hayomim shol yoved yom echad pul tolaschem. Usfartam lachem, for your good, Yaskil Miyad Mokras HaShabbos, Yaskil Lispor Mishnas Chof Ad Ayin Shana Bistam Shnosav Hazu Chamishim Yom Chamishim Shana Shetiye Kulam Shleimas Utmimos Shno Yovad Yom Echad. So he says, oh, we'll see soon how does that fit into the Pasuk Krav Al HaMizbeach, etc. That will be the for now. But then he says like this: Omnam Nirali, on page 13 on the right, the custom Akeda, the Akeda Yitzchak, and it's all in the packet here. You can look it up. Leiv Chacham Limino, right? The famous pasuk in Koheles. Leiv Chacham Limino, and Leiv Ksil Asmolo. He says, Ki Torah Nikras Orach Yomim Bimino. The Torah is called Orach Yomim Bimino. Smolo Osher Vekavod. Hachacham kol pino shu pone גם בגשמי כמו במסה מתן וכיוצא פורי ימין לשם שמיים. He says Chocham is limino. Limino means is referring to the ruchnius. Mismola osher v'kavod, that's the gashmius. So it says Leiv Chocham limino means even when the Chocham does physical things like he sleeps, he eats, but all those things are l'tzorech ruchni. In other words, if you don't get a good night's sleep, you're not going to be able to learn. You're not going to be able to daven. You're not going to be able to function. If you don't eat properly, you're not going to be able to learn. You're not going to be able to daven. You're not going to be able to function. So if your whole mahus of the Devarim Gashmiim Alimino, that's the Ruchni, then that's the Chacham. The Ksil, he does all those things L'smolo, because he's not caring about Ruchnius. So all the physical things he does is for Osher V'Kavod. So you can have two people, like the Chassaf Sofer writes in one place, doing the same things, but his machshavas are very different. Leiv Chacham is minino, Leiv Ksil is smolo. And in Mela, it comes out, if you have this attitude, what the Ksaras Pasim is going to say, is if you have this attitude, then your whole life becomes complete. Because most of your life, you're tending to physical needs of your sleeping and your eating, you know, if you measure how much in a day we're doing that. But therefore you can say it's not tamimos, it's lacking. I'm lacking so much of my life. But if all the physical things that you do have a mindset that of L'shem Shamayim, that's the Leiv Chacham Limino, and therefore it's totally, it's tamimos. And that's the Lashon Usfartam Lachem, says on the left side, Loshon Tzapi B'zei Rosom, Shatzorich Adam L'Zachik, Tar Mazav Lachem, L'Tovasam L'Tzorchechem, Miad Mimochrat HaShabbos, right when you're starting the next, you know, Shabbos is the end of the week, Mimochrat HaShabbos, so he's saying that means by your 20th birthday is the Mimochrat HaShabbos, because that's when you start fresh, L'Gabi Bezdin Shomala, and you have to be Tamimos, meaning you have to have your whole mindset of what you want in life should be something that is meaningful. So all the physical things that we indulge in, if our mindset is that we should use them l'shem shamayim, then they're like mitzvahs. It's like we were learning the whole night, right? If you're learning, because if you're sleeping, because you have to learn and you have to daven, you have to do. So when you're sleeping, you also get a key of mitzvah of that, because that's the heksher, you wouldn't be able to do it. That's why it's very important to eat, you know, sleep properly, eat properly. If you walk around like a zombie, then I know sometimes if I didn't get a good night's sleep, I can look at a Gemara, Tosis, and I'll keep reading it over again and again and again, and I'm not getting it. And then the next day, you had a good night's sleep, 1 second, you understand what it's talking about. So he says on page 14. The left side. Zay Yuvah Vayol Moshe El Aaron. Now back to the pasuk. Krav El Amizbeach. Vasei Es Chatoschal. So what is Vayol Moshe El Aaron? Moshe Bechinas Hadas Nikra Moshe. Mechashe Belibo Vayol Shenikra Mira. Shem Bechinas Aaron Kav Chesed Chol Masav. He says Krav El Amizbeach. She you got Masav Hagashmim. He says, in other words, your actions, your eating should be like the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach is obviously a korban, it's a mitzvah. So you have to, but if you're eating L'shem Shemayim, it's like you're bringing a korban on the Mizbeach. Over Jeleim Chacham Limino. Vasei. What does Asei mean? So what does the Pasuk say? Ki Sei Tzei V'Vosa Es Siporneha by the Fash Tor. She fixed her nails. Masakim. I say Loshon Tikkun. What does Chatoscha mean? So there's a famous pasuk in Malachim Aleph Chaf Aleph. Chatoscha means something that you missed the mark. It's called Chote. You missed the mark. You're lacking in something. So he says, I say it's Chatoscha, you have to fix the chisor in your life. Masha Tachosim in a Torah, Avodas Hashem she'osek binyanei gashmiim. How do you do that? About kavanas machshavos v'gishu l'shem shemayim, as kol masav olol rotsa no mizbeach, v'kul Hashem. V'aseyas chatoscha, meaning you have to fix the things that you're lacking. Meaning the times that you're not in the Beis Medrash, you have to fix that so it should be l'shem shemayim. So then what? How do you fix it? By what? By the machshava of l'shem shemayim. So that's what he's saying, that Vayomer Moshe El Aaron, he says Moshe refers to the Das, it's called Moshe, and Aaron is the Chesed. So if you have that, those things in mind, Krav El HaMizbeach, in other words, the things that you're doing are the Gashmius, the things that you're doing are not just Gashmius, but they're a Mizbeach. You know, like the Shulchan Sha'odom is a Mizbeach. Right, we know that the Rebbeinu Machai says in Parshas Truma, you invite people to your table, you do chesed at your table, the shulchan is a mizbeach. That's how there was a minhag that people would get buried in their table. In other words, they would take the table and they would make the coffin out of the table, because that's malava them to the olam ha'emes, things that are meaning. And the Rebbeinu Machai writes that at the beginning of Parshas Truma. There was a minhag that they would cut the table and make and bury the person with his table, because those chasadim that he did with his table amalava him the olam ha'emes. So he says vaseyet chatoscha loshen tikun es chatoscha chesaroncha. So how was what's your chesaron? Is your osik binyan gishmiim? But im kavanos hamachshavos gishmiim l'shem shemayim. That's called Masav Olam. So then, but if it's L'Shem Shemayim, that's the Bechina of Das, of Moshe, that you Mechashim Belibo, Hayomer, Yomer is Loshon Amira, Loshon Mechashim, Hayomer Moshe. Hayomer Moshe means that the Moshe is the Das, and Hayomer is the thoughts that you have Belibo. So if you have the thoughts, Bechina of Hayomer Moshe, then you're masakin ba'aseh, you're masakin chatoscha, the things that you're lacking, and then everything is olosecha, and everything goes on the Mizbeach Hashem, everything is olorotzon. So you can live a life of, Rabbi Yagin once said, you live a life of gashmius, but it's l'shem shemayim, it's a whole different thing. So that's the Vayomer Moshe El Aaron. Krav El HaMizbeach means be makariv the things of Gashmi to the Mizbeach, and then Vasei as Chatosho, then your Chatos, your things that you were lacking, will be fixed, and it'll be Olosecha, it'll be all Olorotzos. That's the word. Even though obviously it's not the Pashup Shat, but it's a beautiful idea of. And in the Lev Aaron, the Samar Rebbe here on page 25 says, "Hasken ascha lumo Torah, ki mikol masecha yu l'shem shemayim." Lev Aaron says, "If Adam ochel l'shosim chavana, she tosef lo koach lavona sabore, as gam achila v'shti yadechshav l'mitzvah." And he brings a right from the Rambam. That the Rambam says, the avoda that you do in the sixth year before Shemitah, 30 days before, is Osir. Why? It's not Shemitah yet. Because it's going to have a toelus for the Shemitah. Right? So the same thing, anything you do with your guf that's going to have a toelus for Kodesh is also Kodesh. So too, anything you do in the sixth year for Shemitah is considered also like Shemitah. But he says that's, he gave Pshat in the Medrash. There's a famous Medrash in Parshas Bukhokosai. Yeah, it's quoted here, page 26. Kachavdi drocha yashiv aragli el yidosecha. Bukhokosai teilechu. And that pasuk, Amar David, third line, page 26. Omer David, Ribbono shel Olam, b'chol yom v'yom ha'isi mechashev v'omer l'mokom ploni v'beis dinah ploni ani holech. I always start the day off saying, oh, I'm going to go to here, I'm going to go there, and then I always end up in the Beis Medrash. So what's the pshat? So Kavod Rebbe says, Kidover Hamel, says the Sabbath Rebbe in Leib Aaron, in Pirkei Avos. Kidover Hamel, Chayim Chashev, Olach Leich, Mochem Ploni, Beis Dir Ploni, Vatsak Sham, Betzorche, Gashmim, Lechizuk, Vetoel, Saguf. In other words, he said, I'm going to go here, you know, go to help, you know, my bodily needs. Olam Kayim Shagan, Kasha Eitzik, Minyoni, Meilu, Haitzik, Kamanosa, Shayola, Torot, Fila. So it's as if he was always in the Beis Medrash. Because he went to other places, but Raglai Molichis, so see the Beis Medrash, someone will learn it means physically to the Beis Medrash. Someone will learn, no. It means that is like the Beis Medrash. Because the Beis Medrash is also when you do things that are Litzorach. Anything you do Litzorach HaTatara, Litzorach HaRuchni is also Ruchni. And that's Asei Eschatoscha. Those times that you are missing, lacking, you have to be misakein by having the right kavanas. And then he says another beautiful pshat on the bottom, page 26. Yivur al pimashakosov v'yitav leiv v'yishakosov haram. The Rama says in Mor Devuchim, a very important yisod. It's also the package. Yishasher v'yosu sichlo me'ashem tamin. How does hashkacha practice work? So the Rama says a very important yisod. He says the more you think about God, You live your life that God is with you, then that brings hashkacha to you. Isha sher lo yosu sichol mehashem tamid ti hashkacha bo tamid. The isha sher mafana machshavosu mehashem chaser hashkacha mimenu. He says, so the more you think about the Ribbono shel Olam, the more he thinks about you. And there's more hashkacha. As the Rambam's famous, Rav Shechem, the Rambam's famous shita, that the level of hashkacha, it depends upon different people. You know, it's not the same hashkacha of a tzaddik than someone else, because he's more davuk v'Hashem. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chol nina sheyene b'olam hazel. So therefore, the same idea. If you're nene from this world, b'chol dracha da'eyu, for shem shamayim, and when you're eating and you're drinking, you think of the Shem Shemaim, you really mean it? So then you get a Hashras Hashchina. That's why David HaMelech says, Hashem Imo. He had a Hashras Hashchina. Melamesh Halacha Kemoso. Because all his Maisim, with Shem Shemaim, so then there's more Hashkacha, there's more Hashras Hashchina. And that's another Pshah, Haskin Asmach Alumot Torah. In other words, Shaykhul Masach Yu Shem Shemaim, Shafil Medov Arushus, Techavin Lavoras Ashbore. Everything you do is Almanas that you'll be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, as it be a Dovah Bashem Tamid. So therefore, Yiskel Ashkos Abore, Ashkos Ashkina, Vitol, Mikol Mikshol Vitos, then you'll get Ashkos Ashkina. So that's Haskel Asmachal Umo Torah. Meaning, not only means that you should prepare yourself to learn, it means anything you do in life is because you're eating, you're drinking, it's all for that purpose. And then you have a complete life. It's not like you're Avodas Hashem, and then there's, no, a person makes a parnasa because he wants to live an honest life. So that's also Avodas Hashem. You shouldn't think, Avodas Hashem is only when I'm a shul, and then If he becomes an honest person in whatever field of life he pursues, so that's Avodas Hashem as well. That's Avodas Napshat. The Avodas Hashem is only when he was in shul and he was in the learning the Mishnayos. In other words, it's not that idea that I'm learning. No, that's Avodas Hashem, and anything else is something separate. It's one unit. Of learning, of davening, and doing all the gashmias that we have to do in order to facilitate our ability for us to serve Hashem, for our families to serve Hashem, because if a person doesn't have a proper gashmias, doesn't have proper parnasa, so Chazal say, adias mavir al das kono, that it's not good. So it's important to have a parnasa, and it's important to sleep properly and eat properly and all these things. And that's, so the chatoscha is when the things that you're lacking, when you're not really osek in Torah, you're misaking that by realizing that the mindset that you have is that's leman kvodo, leman, the ability to service the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's the hashlomas ha'azman v'ha'odom. Then you're, it's not pshat you only learn from 9 to 3 and the rest was that. No, you learn 24 hours. But you have to have that right mindset, and then you realize everything you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, you're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that makes you a different person. That makes more hashkacha upon you. So krav lo mizvech, vaseh eschat oscha, vesholsecha, hashlomas hazman, v'ha'odom.